Hare Krishna, reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge, Text 41. And there are only 42 texts within this chapter. Krishna is ending his discourse on transcendental knowledge. And we left with comment ending in 40, Krishna next reveals how to destroy doubts. 41. One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus, he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches. Comment. When a person applies transcendental knowledge to work, he will both act dutifully and renounce the fruits of his actions. Such a person is actually situated in the self. He knows he is not the body. He knows that work performed for Krishna's pleasure will not bind him with reactions. His transcendental knowledge has removed his doubts. In the final verse of this chapter, Krishna speaks to impel Arjuna to act in knowledge. 42. Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight. Comment. Arjuna, sitting on his chariot, is determined not to fight. Krishna wants him to stand, fixed in transcendental knowledge, detached from all results, and to fight. Work and knowledge combined will free Arjuna from the sinful reactions he fears. Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse summarizes the chapter. I've divided the purport into sections and added headings to categorize the different topics. This is part one, the goal of sacrifice. Quoting Srila Prabhupada's purport, the yoga system instructed in this chapter is called Sanatana Yoga, or eternal activities performed by the living entity. This yoga has two divisions of sacrificial actions. One is called sacrifice of one's material possessions, and the other is called knowledge of self, which is pure spiritual activity. If sacrifice of one's material possessions is not dovetailed for spiritual realization, then such a sacrifice becomes material. But one who performs such sacrifices with a spiritual objective or in devotional service makes a perfect sacrifice. Two levels of spiritual knowledge. When we come to spiritual activities, we find that these are also divided into two. This is from Srila Prabhupada's purport, namely understanding of one's own self or one's constitutional position and the truth regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who follows the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is can very easily understand these two important divisions of spiritual knowledge. For him, there is no difficulty in obtaining perfect knowledge of the self as part and parcel of the Lord. And such understanding is beneficial, for such a person can easily understand the transcendental activities of the Lord. The end of that section of Prabhupada's purport. Then, here's the title of the next section. Learning of the Lord's Transcendental Activities. Again, citing Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the beginning of this chapter, the transcendental activities of the Lord were discussed by the Supreme Lord himself. One who does not understand the instructions of the Gita is faithless and is to be considered to be misusing the fragmental independence awarded to him by the Lord. In spite of such instructions, one who does not understand the real nature of the Lord as the eternal, blissful, all-knowing personality of Godhead is certainly full number one. The next section, part two, the goal of sacrifice. The first was the goal of sacrifice, part one. This is the goal of sacrifice, part two. Again, Prabhupada's purport. Ignorance can be removed by gradual acceptance of the principles of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is awakened by different types of sacrifices to the demigod, sacrifice to Brahman, sacrifice in celibacy, in household life, in controlling the senses, in practicing mystic yoga, in penance, in foregoing material possessions, in studying the Vedas, and in partaking of the social institution called Vanashrama Dharma. All of these are known as sacrifice, and all of them are based on regulated actions. But within all these activities, the important factor is self-realization. One who seeks that objective is the real student of Bhagavad Gita. The one who doubts the authority of Krishna falls back. Next section, properly learning transcendental knowledge. Quote, one is therefore advised to study Bhagavad Gita or any other scripture under a bona fide spiritual master with service and surrender. A bona fide spiritual master is in the disciplic succession from time eternal, and he does not deviate at all from the instructions of the Supreme Lord as they were imparted millions of years ago to the Sun God, from whom the instructions of Bhagavad Gita have come down to the earthly kingdom. One should therefore follow the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is expressed in the Gita itself, and beware of self-interested people after personal aggrandizement who deviate others from the actual path. The Lord is definitely the Supreme Person, and his activities are transcendental. One who understands this is a liberated person from the very beginning of his study of Bhagavad Gita. So that ends Srila Prabhupada's purport to the final verse of the text 42 of chapter 4. And Krishna willing, we shall soon begin chapter 5. Hare Krishna.